Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How's everybody on this morning? Oh, so happy that you are came on to join me on this morning. Just give me 1 minute and I will be right there. Just 1 minute, guys. Ooh. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Woo! Let me tell you, boy, was I struggling on this morning trying to get on here. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, we had such an awesome day yesterday. Oh, my God. My son was on the Ellen Show. You all can go find the replay, I believe, on YouTube or on her channel. It was so amazing. Then on top of that, my son was shooting his music video to the song Hopeful, his second single called Hopeful. You can find that on any streaming service, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, the music video, you name it. And my daughter is also in the music video. So we was praising and blessing God for that. But thank you all for your support. Amen and amen. So on this morning, I was like, Mom, she texted me, you up? I said, Mom, I am struggling. And she said, push through. And how about push through was what we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, of just pushing through. Oh, my God. But I do bless the name of the Lord. Good morning to everyone who is on this call on this morning. Oh, let me tell you, it's so amazing because sometimes this morning I was going to be talking about just being empty. And I'm like, Lord, help me, please, push through for that. But then my mother texted me, push through, and it's amazing how we preach to the choir, we preach to everybody, and, you know, and when we turn around, we got to push through. You know, I am always pushing through, but when this morning, I am definitely pushing through some things. God is so y'all, but I am like, yes. Oh, my God, if I could just stay in the bed just a little while longer, and I got some other things I could do, but this is important to me. So just pushing through those areas in your life where you feel depleted, pushing through those areas in your life where you feel like you're empty, pushing through those barriers, pushing through, knowing that God has you, knowing that he is with you. If God is for you, who can be against you? Let me put some light on here. My and you know what? I don't even know, could you all even hear me? Let me see something here. Amen. Hi, Sister Pinnell, my fireball. Amen and amen. So I guess you all can hear me. Let me see. I thought you all couldn't hear me, but can somebody type in the chat whether or not you can hear me? Let me just this. Can you all hear me speaking? If you can just type in the chat yes or no if you can hear me speaking. Oh, you can hear me? Oh, my God, listen to my voice. Hey, Mousy, how are you? You can hear good. Thank you, Mousy, so much. Amen and amen. Thank you. So on this morning, I'm just going to just keep going through you guys. I see some of your comments for everybody. Hi, Sister Terry. Good morning. Need another name. Just good morning, guys.
Thank you all for that. Okay, so you all can hear me.
So on this morning, good morning to everyone who I don't see on the chat. Some names sometimes pop in periodically. Good morning to everyone. But what I was saying to you all is that sometimes you just got to push through some things, even when things get rough, even when it feels like someone else fails. You have to push through some things and just know that God is with you. Last week we was talking about Mephibosheth. The week before we was talking about Mephibosheth and how he was dropped when he was 5 years old and he became paralyzed and lame at both of his feet. And at one time, maybe he felt like everybody forgotten about him. Everybody forgotten who he was because at one time he was the king's grandson. He was Saul's grandson. And his father was Jonathan. But let me tell you something. When God had you on his mind, when God had you on his mind, it don't matter whether they forgot about you, whether they felt that, you know, you wasn't good enough. And that's another thing. I am so proud of folks feeling like you're not enough. You are enough. You got to know who you are when you step into that room. That you are enough. I had someone say to me that living in the life that you live with your son, things that you're supposed to do with your man. First of all, I'm no diva, and I ain't trying to be one. I just want to be me. I want him to be him. I want my boy to be her. And no, I'm not walking around demanding what this and that. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not. But what I'm saying to you is that knowing who you are, people who put demands on folks, do they know that they ain't enough or they feel like they have to throw things out there at you and, you know, I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm off my task to talk about it. You got the wrong. When I tell you it was a push this morning, but I am going to push through this thing. Oh, my God. So saying to you all that, not feeling like you are enough. You know, putting your demands on people, acting like you're a diva. You want this, you need this, that. No, ain't none of that. What I do believe and do what I do know is that Jesus is on the throne. And as long as he's on the throne, continue to humble me, Father. Because I am enough when I walk through you. I am enough when I sit at the table. Don't know nothing was going on. Don't know their language, but just knowing I'm enough because why? Because Jesus is there with me. Amen. But what I'm saying to you is that just knowing that you are enough, just knowing that as long as God is on the throne, there's nothing nobody can say or do about that because he is on the throne. So I bless God on today. I bless God for you all. I want to just go back to the Mephibosheth in the Bible, talking about him. And at one time, he was not who he was at that time. But you know what? Let me back up because he was still a king's kid. He was still the son of a king. He passed away. And even though he didn't have those riches anymore, and even though he may not be sitting at the master's table, his grandfather's table anymore, you have servants serving you, doesn't mean that he wasn't enough because he was enough. But then look at God, how God remembered him. God never forgets you. But God will put you on the heart of man. He will put you on the heart of man. Do you hear me? To know who you are when he wants something to be done. And that's exactly what happened. Years later, David asked, who's left in the house of Saul? They said, well, one of the servants, Ziba, is there. So he beckoned Ziba to come over. Ziba came to his house, and he said, who's left in the house of Saul? Ziba was King Saul's servant then before King Saul and his son died in battle. And he said, who was left? And he said, Ziba told him, Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son, is left. And because he gave Jonathan, he was best friends with Jonathan. He gave a promise that he would make sure his family was taken care of and Lord have mercy, baby. Years later, even though when they got the news that King Saul and his son Jonathan died in battle, the whole house just started scattering. Are they going to come looking for us? And she picked up the little boy Mephibosheth at 5 years old, and she dropped him in the course of running. While she was running, he became lame in both feet. And can you imagine everything snatched from you? Your father snatched from you. Your grandfather snatched from you. Your way of living is snatched from you. Your whole world crashes. Your whole atmosphere crashes. But what I love about God, when you thought that you were enough, when Mephibosheth thought that, oh, my God, I'm paralyzed in both feet, will I walk again? Am I paralyzed now in my mind? I'm paralyzed how I live in my body, the way I think now. Everything is paralyzed. But then God touched David to remember him. And when he brought him to him, he said, you know, like, oh, my God, I feel like a dog. You know, like a dead dog. I feel because do I even deserve this? But he was so appreciative that David gave. And guess what? David restored everything from Saul, from his grandfather, everything back to him. So everything. And then he said, you will eat at my table for the rest of your life. And then on top of the Ziba, who hung around him all this time, all these years, maybe he didn't have the money to be paid by Mephibosheth, but he still stayed. And that's another thing I want to touch on with friendships. Sometimes we give up so fast because we stick it in the same stories over and over and over again. But then how about when God tells you to stay? But then how about when God tells you to remove yourself too? Because I had different situations where God told me to remove myself. Not that I was angry, not because something happened, but sometimes some friendships are so toxic. Some things are so toxic to you, you remove yourself. But what if God told you to stay? Stay in those relationships. Continue to be there for him. And look what happened. Ziba wound up getting blessed, him and his sons and all the servants that worked there saw, because then he said, you all will be farming this land for Mephibosheth for all the days that he's on this earth. Mephibosheth will always eat at the king's table. Hallelujah. See, I'm still feasting off the master's table. The master's table when I have nothing, because I know God has everything. When I feel like my world has crashed, when I felt like everything was taken from me, you know, I know that God is going to restore, and he is restoring, and that's how you have to see it. Everything that was taken from you, everything was given back. It don't always have to be riches, but what it could be is your mindset, your way of thinking, your peace of mind, because sometimes our peace of mind are snatched, just snatched once we allow it to be snatched. That enemy come in, he can snatch our peace of mind. Situations, circumstances, snatch your peace. You got to snatch that stuff back. I'm sure everything's going to be restored to your joy, mourning our loved ones, asking God to fill your void, and he fills it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to get to the place where you know that God is on the throne. You know that God makes it high, but he looks low, and his arms are not too short that he cannot reach us. Hallelujah. So push through those weary days. Push through that mindset of not having anything. Push through that mindset. I had to get to a place when I didn't have two nickels to rub together that I knew that it was not going to always be this for me. I knew I would always have more. Am I still grinding? Am I still praying? Am I still remembering God? Oh, yeah, remembering all his promises? Oh, yes, I do. Because God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. So I know that whatever he said shall come to pass. Foreclosures, I know that God will restore a better house for me. Hallelujah. Lose my car, repossession. I know that God got another car for me. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may get to a place where you hit rock bottom, but you got to see yourself as coming out of that thing. You got to see yourself as, this is not it for me. It ain't over for me. Even though the condition in the world where people, everyone is going to be looking at different things in the world, but I know that it's greatness in me. I know that it's more for me. It got to be more than this. My mom always said that if you look, if you're so down, you can't do nothing but look up. Things when you're down so low, you can't do nothing but go up. So low, because God's not going to leave you there where you're so low, where you can't get up, where you can't push through. Hallelujah. Just know that if God is for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you if God is for you? And you got to see yourself like that. Some of you may feel like, I'm too old to do ministry. I'm too old to be used in the community. Don't you know these young people sometimes just want to hear a word, just want to hear, hey, you're beautiful today, or you look handsome today, or what you can be in life, what you can do in life to better yourself, even in that bad situation. So you don't have to walk around and do anything, but sometimes it's a phone call. I appreciate those phone calls when I get them from my spiritual mother or from my seasoned mothers. I love the spiritual words and the little drops, the nuggets and tools and jewels they give me, just texting me. And don't you know that God is he's that way, he's that powerful? So don't feel like this is it for you, because it's not. For you, and this is not all that God has for you. I don't care what the age, it's not all. We look in the Bible, everybody was old. Abraham, Sarah, Noah, but look how God still used them. There was a lot of young people in the old Bible too, but I'm just saying the ones that when they may have thought this is out for them, God is saying, I'm going to use you. I know Caleb in the Bible, who was with Joshua, and he's 80 years old, and the same strength that he had is what he had when he was 40. I that blew my mind when I read that. Hallelujah. Could you imagine being 80 years old and still growing like you're 40? Hallelujah. The strength that God has given you. Oh, glory be to God. When I tell you, it's not over till God says it's over. Push through those weary days. Push through those things you feel like, I just can't push through and I'm so sick and I'm tired. Don't you know God will give you peace? He will restore to you everything that was stolen from you. Everything that the canker worms and the pin worms, what? Everything God will restore. But you have to hold into your faith and you have to believe that. Because ain't nobody going to believe it for you. And when you know that your situation can't get no deeper, and you know God is going to pull you out of that thing, and you know he's going to pull you out, you got to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. He shall direct which way you should go. He will direct how you live. He will direct where you go when you trust him. I trust him with everything. You know, at times it's not easy, but God makes it easy. He makes it easy because I trust in him, because I believe in him, even when I get discouraged. And this week I felt a little, not this week, but a couple days, or how about since yesterday, since Sunday, just feeling just a little like, but I know God got me, and I know it's a trick of the enemy, and I see his ugly behind. Yeah, it's a trick of the enemy, and I know it is, but I got to keep fighting. Keep fighting the good faith. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Got to keep fighting because I know God is with me. I know that he's there for me. I know that he loves me, and I know that he cares for me. He has not left me. And he won't leave me. So those are things that you have to keep in mind. Those are things that you have to keep in mind. And God just reminded me of something. Because even when you feel like you're not enough when you're in the room, even when you feel like you have nothing to give, even when you feel like, oh, my God, they are smarter than me. Go in the room anyway. Zoom calls. Can't go on a Zoom call because that's not even my lane, but God is pushing me there. Get on there. God is with you. Dial in on the phone conference because I don't fit in with this conversation, but I know God is tugging and what's pulling me. I know he wants you to be there pushing me. Then get on the call. God will give you the wisdom. Stop doubting what's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Stop doubting what's on the inside of you. Own it and claim it. Just being around certain people can make you feel like, oh, my God, should I be here? If God told you to be there, then you're in the right place. If he told you to go, then go. And you got to trust and you got to believe God. I was put in a situation where I felt like, oh, my gosh, should I be asking for this or should I say this or should I do this? No, I need to be myself and I need to be who I am. God called me to be there. So I deserve to be there because he told me to be there. He has me here. He has me in this. Everybody around you may feel like they have so much more than you, but God has given me more. You may not see it, but God has given me my joy. He has given me my peace. He has given me my peace of mind. He has given all those things to me. So you may not see the riches and all of that, but I know what God has given to me. Do I deserve to be there? I don't care if you roll up with a bunch of Mercedes and you have a Corolla. I love Corollas. Then drive in your Corolla. Drive in it, baby, and keep on driving. Amen? Because God called you to be there. I don't care if you have Tesla sitting beside you and you got a Toyota Corolla. Drive in it. It's beautiful. It's good. It's yours. Pull up in it. Pull up in it. In that driveway. Pull up in it. I'm telling you, you got to know who you are and know where you belong and know who you are. Who you are. Because God is not done blessing. He is not done showering blessings. He is not done giving to you. But some of us feel like we're stuck. And we feel like we empty. Like Sister Pinnell said, some things, everything is for a season. Everything is for a season. Everything is for a season. We want people to stay, but this for a season. Ooh, glory. That's another testimony right there. You want people to stay, but that was for a season. You want people to ride out with you, but that was for a season. Lord knows I have gotten hurt in some situations wanting folk to ride out with me, and God says, they got to go. And they had to go because everything is for a season. And some folk will roll out with you for the rest of your life because they were supposed to roll out for the rest of your life. And some is for a season, situations, things, places is for a season. And then God called you out. Hallelujah. Mephibosheth got called out of that place, called out of that place of being broken, called out of that place of being displaced. God got complacent. God called them out of that place of no more money and then funded him and gave all the riches back that his grandfather had unto him when he was broke. God gave everything back. Don't you know God is filling up? Heavenly Father is filling your bank account up. Don't you know that? But you got to put the work in. Put the work in and do it. Hallelujah. He is already restoring. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. He is restoring and he is giving back. And he is filling up your bank account. Hallelujah. He did not leave you. He said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you don't feel like God is around, he's there. Even when you don't feel like his presence, he's there. When I looked outside yesterday, first it was raining in California. I said, Lord have mercy, it's actually raining here. I said, it's harvest time. Woo, glory be to God. Huh. There's water in the harvest, and that's what I believe, and that's what I know. So I know God is here with me. I know he's here with you. I know he's right there with you. Even when you don't feel it, even when you feel lonely, even when you say, God, which way do I go? I don't know which way to go. But he will lead you. He will direct you. He hear you. You just got to keep walking. Got to keep walking. Then he'll say, okay, now, baby, go this way. Okay, now, go that way. Okay, sir, go this way. Okay, ma'am, go that way. He's with you. He's with you. He is with you. So just know it ain't over till God say it's over and push through. My broadcast is over. Oh, we got through it. I'll see you all on next Tuesday. And also, I wanted to thank those who put orders in for my coffee and flaxseed foot scrub and my cocoa and shea butter foot cream. It's on its way, you guys. Just be patient. Hallelujah. Thank you. So for those who want to go to my website, it's www.hopevictorious.com. It has some beautiful things on there for you. I love you all. I'm just glad that y'all be journeying with me every week. I so enjoy everybody here. So I love you all, and we're going to do maybe like a Zoom call so we can see each other face-to-face if you like, and we can just talk about things, whatever you want to talk about. But I would have it where it won't be a public thing to join. You would have to RSVP to my email so I can give you the passcode to get on. So God bless you all, but we're going to do that in the future. But I just want to say that be encouraged on today. Know God loves you and know that he is on your side. Hallelujah. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus, he said in his word, thou shalt confess with my mouth and believe in your heart that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus was the Son of God. Hallelujah. He died on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. Ask God to come into your heart and save you. If you're not sure of your salvation, you can always inbox me on HopeVictoriousNumber2 on IG, or you can email me at HopeVictoriousNumber2@gmail.com or message me on Facebook under Hope Victorious. Amen. And we can go over the plan of salvation because he is real. I can't do nothing but trust him, y'all. Can't do nothing but trust him because he's so worthy. And I so love him. And he's so awesome. Amen. So God bless you all. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. And know that he cares for you. And victory is yours because you are victorious. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift up and I give you the highest praise. Oh, God, I thank you for today, and I thank you for everything. I thank you for showing up, God. I thank you for showing up when people show out. I thank you for being with us. You said you are a refuge and strength of every person, help in the time of trouble. And God, I do thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for just being so clean, God. I thank you for just being so precious. I thank you for just loving us and wrapping your arms around us, God. I thank you for touching my children and my family, my mom and my aunt, Star. I thank you for touching everyone that's on this broadcast. Continue to move, dear God, like never before. Continue to shake up some things in your life. Give them direction, God. They want to hear from you, Father. Sometimes I know when we walk in through, we don't feel you or hear you, but we know that you're there when we see the sun shining, when we see the rain falling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God, we know that you're there and we feel your presence, God. We thank you for communion and talking with us, God, when we feel so unsure, when we feel so insecure. You make us feel secure. We love you. Continue to touch my godmother, Reverend Warren, today. Everyone that's on this broadcast, we thank you, dear God. This is Jesus, and we can pray. Amen and amen. Know that victory is yours. Sorry. And just know that tomorrow morning I'm on the prayer line with my church. They call chapel every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock your time, Eastern Standard Time. You can look on my Facebook Hope Victorious page to get the number to dial in. It's every morning at 10 o'clock. God bless you all. I see you all again on next Tuesday. Amen. Give me 1 minute. I just want to look at something here. Normally, I'm not able to see, but I got my magnifier on today, and let me see what I can see here. Just one moment. Hi, Cousin Camille. Just want to go over and see us on here. Hi, Darlene. Hi, Sister Jewel. Hi, Vandice Renee. I'm able to see a couple names on here. Yes. Hi, Sandy. Sister Terry, Sister Gwen. Amen and amen. And Mousy, amen. Jada, Mercedes, I haven't seen you in a while. How are you? Amen. Amen, you guys. Hi, Evangelist Annette, Catherine Reynolds. I just want to see, okay. All right, so I think that may be all it on here. I'm not sure. Let me see if I see right here. Hey, Mama. And my mama's on. Amen, you guys. If I overlooked anyone, forgive me. Just trying to see some of these names here. Sometimes they don't all come through. Amen. So God bless you all, and I'll see you all next week. And just be encouraged to know that God is on your side and know that he loves you. God bless you. Bye.